Morning.
Morning.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Only by the grace of God we are here. If not, we are dead. But thank the Lord for His providence and His provision in spite of the attack of the enemies, of trials, of temptation, of sickness, of pain. The Lord is always protecting us and delivering us wherever we go. And we are here because we know that there is joy in serving God.
Amen.
And now we are ready to go back to the Philippines and preach the gospel to our people. And we pray that the Lord will continue to fill us with the desires and fire in our hearts, and we're praying that when we go there, we are clear our hearts and our minds, and we're praying for wisdom that when we go there, we are ready. And we still have 2 months charging here in the United States. When the day is passing, until that day, I'm more eager to go back to the Philippines. So pray for us. I believe in prayer.
Amen.
The more people to pray, the more power in the ministry. And you pray for us. Let's just go to the scriptures in Mark. Mark chapter 6, this morning. But before that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, as we study your word, Lord, we want to praise you for who thou art. Lord, you are all-powerful, all-knowing. You are everywhere. Lord, you are always the same. You never change. Lord God, the people in the Old Testament time, their God, whom Moses served and worship, is a God who still we are worshiping today. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, your holiness never change. Your power has never changed. Your faithfulness to your children has never changed. Dear God, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not pass away. I pray, dear God, that you fill our hearts and fill our minds with your words. And may your name will be exalted in this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 6, in verse 1, the Bible says, "And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and of Judah, and Simon, and are not his sister here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and healed them." In verse 6, "And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching." Christ was here in this scene, and Jesus was in his hometown. This is his second time to went in his hometown. And this second time that he went to his town, he was with his disciples. That makes him a rabbi. Because the first time he went there, he was not with his disciples. But now when his disciples with him, there's Jesus Christ following him. That makes him master and teacher. Somebody listens to him. But now when he's teaching on the synagogues, and he taught the people there in the temples, many people were listening to Jesus Christ. But we have noticed, as we read that verse 2 in that chapter 6, that when he began to teach in the synagogue, many hearing him were astonished. They were astonished, which means they were marveled. People were amazed on what Jesus is saying, because the Bible says, when the people are listening to them, from what wisdom is this came from this man? And what wisdom or what mighty works are wrought by his hands? We can see that people are marveled on the wisdom of God. The people were amazed on the mighty works of the Lord Jesus Christ that he had done on his town. But let's see in verse 6. And he marveled because of their unbelief. When the people amazed on the wisdom of God, on the mighty works that he had done in his town, Christ was marveled. Christ was amazed to their unbelief. He was marveled to the unbelief of the people. Although he showed mighty works, he caused the blind man to see, the lame to walk. He raised a man that dies and raised his life back again. They were just marveled at him. But he was marveled to them because of their unbelief. But you know what people did to Jesus Christ? They offended at him. People mocked him, criticized what he had done in his town. They offended at him, just like the Bible says, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, and his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. But in these days, there are still people that will mock us. If you know the truth, there will be people that will offend us. There will be people that will criticize us of the work that you had done, of that standing, that you are standing on the truth, on the right thing. But my friends, my beloved brethren, I will tell you and I will guarantee you this, that there will be still a people that will stand in the will of God. Just like Jesus did. Amen. Although people offended at him, mocked him, he still obeyed the will of the Father. So, that's what the Bible says. But if you will study the book of Mark or the Gospels, in the book of Matthew, the first chapters, it started in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham, the genealogy from Abraham, and then he begat to David, and David to Joseph, and Joseph to Jesus Christ. And when you can see there how the shepherds, when they worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and the kings from the east to the west went there and offered their sacrifice and give their treasures to the Lord Jesus Christ, where you can see on the first chapters of Matthew, where you can see the scenario that Jesus Christ went to Egypt by Joseph and Mary, so that the Herod, the king, will not found him, that he will not be killed. You can see the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see the angel of heaven rejoices. In the book of Luke, it started on the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see when the voice of the crying of the wilderness was being conceived with Elizabeth. He was conceived, Elizabeth conceived, the man that will prepare the way of the Lord. And she was conceived, and then she went to the house of her cousin Mary, and she said that Mary, she had been conceived by the Holy Ghost. And you can see on the first chapters of Luke that is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first chapter. And in the book of John, it speaks about the beginning of God. That even the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world began, God already existed.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same is the beginning with God.
Amen.
All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. That's why the blessing of God came to Gentiles from us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld this glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, the Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. God will give him the power to become the sons of God. If you are in darkness, you are still bondage of sin. But if you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, God gave you the power to become the sons of God. And you have the right to go where Christ lives, where Christ stays, which is called heaven.
Amen.
If you receive Him with all your heart, if you receive Him in your heart, confess it with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we know, in the book of John, Christ showed the beginning of God. But the Bible says that He is the beginning and the ending. But in the book of Mark, in the first chapters of Mark, He started on the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the book of Mark speaks about action. The book of Mark speaks about action. It doesn't start in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't start in the genealogy that He came from. But it started on the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means speaking about action. Because the book of Mark, it tells about miracles more than any other gospels. A lot of miracles here that was been mentioned in the scriptures in the book of Mark than any other gospels. That's like 365 miracles that He had done. But in chapter 6 of Mark, it speaks about opportunity. It speaks about opportunity, who Jesus Christ is. Who Jesus is. When He taught the people, they were amazed of the wisdom of God, but Christ was being amazed on their unbelief. That is the root of sin. Unbelief. When Eve was on the garden, that Christ commanded them not to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that when, if they will eat that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they will surely die. That was Jesus Christ commanded them. But you know, Eve was so being confused in her mind that he even can't believe the word of God. That he even obeyed the word of the devil. No, you will not die. The devil said, that serpent is so subtle that you cannot imagine that if it is wrong or not. And then the devil said, no, you will not die unless you will be God. That's why he don't want you to eat that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So what happened? Eve was deceived. Because of that, she died.
That's right.
Spiritually speaking, she died. At that time, they were covered. Because of the sin, they hide themselves. They can see God. At the time, but before the sin was entered into the world, they have the fellowship. Man and Christ were even walking to the Lord Jesus Christ and have the sweetest communion ever been when they live here with Jesus Christ. Nor there's no separation. Nothing that hinders them, the fellowship of God and men. But sin involved, that's why it separates them. God and men were separated because of sin. But you know, because of unbelief, he didn't believe the word of God. Eve didn't believe the word of God that it's true that they will die. She didn't believe. That is the root of all sin. She didn't believe. Now, they die. Now here, it is common. It is always the same. From the Old Testament times, even today, it is the same scenario. It is the same thing that people always committing. It is unbelief.
That's right.
If you believe the word of God, if you believe in God, if you believe that salvation is only by grace and not of works, it is all, if you believe that Jesus is the only way, the truth and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, you are being healed in your unbelief. But if not, you are still sick. Your soul is always still sick. You need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In your life. And now here in 53, chapter 6, verse 53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesareth, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in bed those who were sick, where they heard he was, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Many of them, when Christ in this time, actually before the people, most of the multitudes believe on Jesus Christ, there is a place that he did in this before many people had been healed or many people believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 30, let's just read. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, but what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much to eat. After Jesus Christ had told to his disciples, sent them two by two, and went to the communities, into the villages, and gave them the power to heal diseases, cast out demons, and preach the kingdom of God, this at hand, and repent for your sins. He's telling them, they give them the power to do that thing. And after they had done that, the disciples went to Jesus and gathered themselves together with him. And Jesus said, come, let's go to the desert place. Because there were so many coming and going with us. Which means, Christ knew what will happen already. Christ knew what will happen. That there were the multitudes from the communities, from the villages, from his town, that will follow him into the desert place. He knew already what will happen. That he will feed the multitudes, that he will show the miracles, but before that happened, God knew already, because God is all-knowing God. God is all-powerful. He is the God who controls the universe. He controls by the power of His Word. He controlled every imagination, everything, every bit of your being. He controlled your breath.
Right.
He controlled your life. He knew every thought of our mind. He knew every motives of our hearts. He knew every actions that we will do. He knew every step that we will take. He knew already before you will do it.
That's right.
He is God.
Amen.
You cannot hide from Him. Christ, He knew already that the people were coming and going to the desert place. Always remember, you can't hide from God. God is all-knowing. He is God. And He said, come into the desert place, rest a while, for there were no many coming and going, and they had no leisure much to eat. He knew that they wouldn't have enough much to eat. He knew already. That's why this chapter is about opportunity. Opportunity to know who Jesus Christ is. In the book of Hebrew, it just emphasizes Christ, the heir of all things. In the first verse of Hebrew, the Bible says, God. It doesn't speak or any word, doesn't started of any word in the Bible, but it just started the word God. Which means, in every area of our life, in every aspect of our life in this world, we need to understand that all things is centered in God.
Amen.
It's always is started in God. When you awake this morning, what did you do? He said, if you we had a mind here, and of course, every one of us have a mind. And if you're awake, what did you do? Did you think about what will you eat? Breakfast? What did you think? Did you think about, I need to wear this. It's full of decision, you know. I will use my car, Chevrolet, like that. You think everything already. What will you feed to your children? What will you do when you are in the church? Am I going there to just really relax myself because of the tiredness for the whole week? You know, what did you think or what did you do the first time that you awake in the morning? But the Bible says it must be sent, God must be the center of your life, of your being. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. They know if Christ controlled your being, controlled you. Whatever you will say, whatever you will do, whatever in your life that day, they know if you had been with Jesus or not. Because God is always be the center of your life. Now, it just always reminded us who Jesus Christ is. He is God. He knows who we are. And let's just see. I will not keep you long. It says here in verse 34, and Jesus, when He came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep, not having a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. And when he saw the multitudes, great compassion was he felt, because the people is like a sheep having no shepherd. But you need to understand that the Word of God must be above all things. All things.
Amen.
The Word of God gives life to a man's soul. It gives life. But unless you don't believe, the Word of God doesn't affect you a bit. But now here, He said, they are like a sheep having no shepherd. That's why He had compassion. What did He did? What did Jesus did when He saw the multitude having a sheep, sheep having no shepherd? He taught them. Christ taught them. There are many things that He taught. He thought about Moses. When he was in the wilderness, he thought Moses is a great man of God. And He used Moses to deliver the children of Israelites in the hands of Pharaoh. He taught Moses that God used him, that Moses speaking to the Lord and asking for manna from heaven and quails that they will be fed. In the wilderness, God taught him. God called Moses and chose him to be a great man of God. And the people, the multitude, they're listening to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus taught Elijah to the people. David and Joshua and Samson. He taught all the people in the Old Testament. But in verse 35, the Bible says, and when the day was now far spent. How would you like that? When Jesus Christ is teaching you, and it goes evening. They are not bored. They're just listening. They are thrilled with joy. Amen. Because Christ knew what He will say, what He would do, that He will prove in their hearts and in their minds that what He is saying is true. Amen. Because He is God. But you know, the disciples never believe. People never believe. Because Jesus was marveled to their unbelief. And He showed. Christ fed the 5,000 people in that day. And all of them were fed. And He's just proving that Moses is a great man of God. David is a great man of God. Elijah is a great man of God. But there is greater than those men. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is God. Amen. You know, do you want to know Christ who He is? Just let us just seek His face in His word. You will know who He is. This is the time. This is not the time to waste our days, because the day is coming. Christ is coming so soon.
Amen.
Christ. Are we ready? We need to be ready, and we need to know who He is. Thank you very much.